I don't get distracted from everything that God has in store for me, my epic life, miracles, favor, prosperity, abundance, contribution, making a difference, living my purpose. I don't want to be distracted from that. I will not be distracted from that any longer. Actually, I'm going to take it a step further. I am not distracted. I am undistractable.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Queen, what is up, gorgeous? How are you? Oh my goodness. End of the year. I mean, we are just a couple of days away from the official end of the year. Can you believe how far you've come? I mean, it's been so good, I presume, as I did pre-record this, taking time off for the holidays. And it is my sincere intention to share my journey because of where I've been has been on my bucket list for so long. And I always wondered what it was like. So if you are curious about what my holiday journeys have been, head on over to Instagram where I'll be sharing and have been sharing all the behind the scenes. And today I'm just, you know, I also just have such reverence for us doing the deep work as well. And there's so much that's exciting in an end of year, because it's like end of era and end of the time, which means we get to like complete anything that is not serving us, any way of being, thinking, behaving, feeling that is not worthy of the queen that you are. So today's subject is on distraction. And I know how powerful we women are, and I know that you know that too. And yet, how easily do we let ourselves get distracted, so much so that we literally miss out on the blessings and the abundance and all the stuff that we're actually working so hard for? So today I just thought that, well, I've been observing a number of people in my realm focus on the most puny and pathetic stuff. And then I saw myself get hooked into their vibration and saw how distracted I got too, which is what I'm going to share some personal stuff about that today. So in the spirit of us getting ourselves focused, we're going to talk about distraction and becoming more aware of it. I know it sounds like obvious on the surface. However, I know, at least for myself, it's an area that I can get better, stronger, wiser. So let's say a prayer and dive on in, shall we? Dear God, would you help us just focus on you and your ways more? I mean, really, would you just put these like blinders on so that we're not looking to the left and to the right and up and down and all around? Just straightforward, straight to your truth, your goodness, your love, and all of what's actually real. Like the miracles that we can have, our ability to bend time and space, are just all the good. And at the end of this year and at the end of this era, we just release and surrender and turn over any of the littleness, any of the patheticness, any of the puniness, any of the ways that we have gotten used to being that just do not serve and aren't the truth of the masterpiece of who you have created us to be. And we all said amen. All right. So one of the things that I love about the women entrepreneur community is that we are so committed to transformation. I mean, isn't that really what we're doing here anyways? Our businesses are just our ministries. They're just our most personal form of personal development that happen to be selling or serving in whatever ways they are. And so there's so much transformation that goes on. And for all of us that have come from whatever backgrounds we've come from, and whatever is we have transformed and overcome, I mean, hallelujah and amen, right? I mean, we have been so willing to show up, to rise above, to take the high road, to look at our wounds and our insecurities and make them strong. And, you know, and for so many of us, it's been like doing a little bit of a pendulum swing from getting out of lack and getting out of insecurity and getting out of invisibility and getting out of not being seen and heard to, which brings me to today's subject, sometimes going into that pendulum swing from overcompliance to defiance, which I write about in my book, before we get to alliance. And the intention of today is for us to get to alliance much, much quicker. Because when we go from insecurity and do a pendulum swing that goes into superiority, when we go from invisibility and we do the pendulum swing, it goes into being too brazen and too bold, going from not being seen and heard to like overly needing to be seen and heard, can often take the form of complaining, whining, making sure we get our fair share, speaking up when we see whatever we are calling an injustice, which is just basically us not getting what we want at the time that we wanted in the way that we wanted it, or thinking that someone else should behave differently than they are. And I see better for us. So I'm going to digress and talk about some other people because it's always easier to see other people's stuff than your own, right? You know, I just saw at the end of this year, not everyone, of course, and not even the majority. It's always the minority. But when it's a low vibe thing, it gets our attention faster, right? And so I saw a few people in my orbit, in my circle, focused on the complaint, focused on what they weren't getting, focused on getting what they thought their fair share was. And it was like, ugh. I'm gonna say it how I said it. It was ugly. It was ugly. And we all have it inside of us. So I'm not pointing a finger. These humans, they're just so much bigger and smarter and better and more powerful, right? Aren't we all when we show up in our shadow self? So these particular humans were just complaining and whining and just, you know, I could see how dismissible they were becoming in the sense of it becomes easy to be an eye roll or ignore. And that's all of us. Again, I'm not pointing fingers, but these particular humans just kind of demonstrated it more recently. And so I noticed like observing kind of like I can't say like a loving mother because I'm not a biological mother. But I was really trying to observe like from like seeing them in their highest self, even when they weren't showing up that way. And it was like, wow, this is what they're going to talk about. Wow, this is what they're going to focus on. Wow, this is what they're going to give their energy to. And seeing what was like also available for them if they weren't focused on these other things. So in some of these cases, I saw clients complaining, writing in long-winded emails about what they didn't think was fair this year during COVID or whatever their perspective was, you know, on and on and on. And then it would need time to process and then go back and forth. And a couple of them during different times were in launches. And I thought, you know what? If this long-winded email that they sent in could have been questions about how to serve more people, how to get better at marketing so that they would have an easier time making sales, how to have a more successful or productive launch. But no, that is not the neurological pathways that they were strengthening. And then I saw other people, friends, you know, talking about stuff that just, it was family dynamics and it was over and over and over and over again. It was the same stuff. And I was like, you know, you could just be hanging out with your beloved and having fun and actually enjoying the holiday season. Like, they weren't experiencing it. They couldn't see it. They weren't focused on it. It's almost as if they didn't care. And I'm just like, man. So as the spew came and I'm like watching, you know, and then we can just watch all the stuff on the news or whatever. So then I'm sitting there and I was thinking about one of the emails that had just come in, and I was in my office here upstairs and I walked downstairs to get some water. And I was like really thinking that I was doing my good work. Cause I was like, okay, how do I speak the truth in love and how do I respond and be visible, not be a doormat, but like really, you know, I'm like in it, focus, focus, focus. And I walk downstairs and I get a glass of water and I turn around and I walk back upstairs. Cause like I'm all deep in thought. And Glenn says to me, are you kidding me? And I was like, what? I was almost irritated. What is he talking about? Like, I was irritated that he would have the nerve to knock me out of my entranced thought on irritation, basically. And I was like, what, Glenn? And I look up and he goes, didn't you even see this? And on the table, there we have this, whatever, dining table where I went to go get my glass. And at each end of the table, he got not one, but two gorgeous bouquets of flowers. One was this like holiday, beautiful, spectacular floral arrangement. And the other one, my favorite. Like, who finds white and red peonies in December in North America? Glenn. And here I was, so distracted on this nattery email and whatever my response was going to be, that I walked downstairs in my own home and didn't even see two stunning bouquets of holiday flowers waiting for me. Whew. Like literally that defies science. I know I wear glasses, but I can see, ladies, I can see huge bouquets of flowers right in front of, literally right in front of me, and literally didn't see it. And I was just like, Gina, you've got to do better. You know, there's this Coldplay song, and one of the lines is, the hardest part is not taking part. And I got to tell you, Queen, that is so fiercely my commitment. That not only do I not get sucked into the natter of my own stuff, but certainly not to other people's, please. And that I don't get distracted from everything that God has in store for me, my epic life, miracles, favor, prosperity, abundance, contribution, making a difference, living my purpose. I don't want to be distracted from that. I will not be distracted from that any longer. Actually, I'm going to take it a step further. I am not distracted. I am undistractable. I wrote in my book, Becoming Untriggerable. Now I'm going to talk about being undistractable. I am. You know how powerful an I am statement is? As we know what it is when we say, I am fat, I am unworthy, I am not capable, I am struggling, I'm terrified, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed. What if we started saying better? What if we started saying, I am worthy, I am living on purpose, I am undistractable, I am invincible. I am capable. I am profitable. I am successful. This is what is interesting. This is what we came here for. This is what is available for us if and only if we focus. We focus more on what we want than what we don't want. We focus more on love than fear. We focus more on abundance than lack. We focus on the feminine realms of the mystical and what's possible and what we're capable of in the infinite versus what anything tangibly looks like. And when we focus on that, we feel amazing. We feel excited. We feel hope and faith and all things of what's possible. We feel elated. we feel carefree. We feel peaceful. We feel confident. And when we feel all these higher vibrational thoughts, then this is where we attract from. This is when we get great at receiving. This is when we become that, what we've talked about so much, that being the vibrational equivalent to what we crave and desire. But this is 180 degrees different than the thinking of the world. The world thinks that you got to complain, that you got to speak up, that you got to get your fair share, that if you don't ask for it, you don't get. Well, I say in the women entrepreneur community, sometimes when we over ask, there are some things that people ask for. I gave it to them, but they didn't get what they really desired. You know, it didn't come with a lot of great feeling or respect or, yeah, let me like give even more to that person. It made me want to go more where I'm wanted, not where I'm just needed. And so as we wake up to who are we being, you know, what are we saying? What emails or texts are we putting out into the world? What comments are we making on social media? And are we being the person who is uplifting others to be focused on their destiny and their greatness and what is possible? Or is it the opposite? Time for us to demonstrate more emotional maturity. Don't always have to get the last word, send the last text, participate in all the ways that the world would say that we do if we're going to have a sense of self. Sometimes it's best to let it go. Sometimes it's best to look at how is the universe conspiring on my behalf in this moment? Because it was interesting in seeing the ways that I and these other people, my clients and friends, got distracted. The universe was conspiring on our behalf, was literally trying to get us good, but we literally could not see it. So as we let go of everything that doesn't serve, could we please let go of being the ones who are actually blocking our success, our happiness, our joy, our sense of security and safety and love for life? Like we, not other people. Other people are not blocking it for us. There's so much that we're missing when we are the ones that are distracted. When we are saying the wrong I am statements, and instead, it's so easy to turn it around. And that's what I'm committed to moving forward. And I bet if you're still here listening that you are too. So let's do it together, shall we? Let's start saying, I am capable. Let's start saying, I am undistractable. Let's start saying, I am focused. I am worthy. I am excited. I am receiving. I am embracing the what so, because I've learned this year for sure. I'm thrilled this is happening because, and it's not, I'm thrilled this is happening because, except when things don't go my way, or I'm thrilled this is happening because, except when it's not my preference. Like always, 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 the universe gives us an opportunity to level up, to raise our vibration. Nothing is happening. Nothing that's going on for us is to our detriment. Nothing that's going on for us is to hurt us. It's all to strengthen. It's all to lead us towards our destiny. But how much are we going to block it? How much are we going to be the ones who resist getting the opportunity, the message, the strength? We get to choose differently. We get to choose differently. And I'm reminded of the scripture that says, and the weak will become strong. So if this has been a weak area in your life, and I can see the degree that it has been in mine, where relatively speaking, I'm good going about my day. And I've gotten better over the years at criticism and judgment and not taking on other people's stuff. But I'll tell you this, I haven't gotten nearly good enough to actually be undistractable. I've let it distract me. I have. And today I choose different. And if you've let yourself get distracted on things that aren't actually important to you, that don't actually serve you either, that's not what you desire your focus to be, then you know that you're not alone. And that you know that you and I and so many other beautiful women here in the Divine Living community, we are in this together. We are leaving in 2020 what does not serve. And we are choosing to band together. That's what we do in the Q Club. There's so many high vibe conversations in there. Nothing negative or gnarly. It is amazing. If you haven't checked that out, do so. It's just what happens in this vortex. It's part of why I take such a stand for all things positive in my public arena. And now I'm bringing it close into the inner circle as well. You know, my program, La Dolce Vita, if you haven't checked that out, you can go to divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita. It's getting down to the wire if you are a six-figure business owner that would like to work with me intimately. I literally, for the first time in my 20-year career, told all the women who applied to be in this program, here's who I'm admitting. And let me know if this does or doesn't work for you. I have no judgment on it. This program has no modules. This program has no checklist. This program has no paint by number, fill in the blank, hand holding in that way. This program has no room for any resistance, any uncoachability, any negativity, any spinning, overthinking, none of it. I actually am, notice the I am statement, I am unavailable for any criticism, for any negative feedback, any processing that you need to do about your shadow side. I've always been available for it. No longer. Call a therapist, call a coach, call a mentor. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying that that's how I have set this up so that I, as a masterful coach, am not distracted on any of the low vibe stuff that is not what I'm here for. And that the other women in the program aren't distracted either. That I've set this up so solidly. I got to tell you something. The women who this has been right for have been an immediate like, yes, Gina, preach. This is me. Where do I sign up? Get me in. And the women it hasn't been right for, they've just been like, I don't know. I don't know if this is for me. And it's gotten actually so much easier for all of us. It's like when you are so clear and you have the audacity to speak the truth about what is so, what you are available for and what you are not available for, what your focus is going to be and how you are not going to be distracted, it just makes it easier for everyone to know like who you're meant to work with and if they're meant to work with you or not. And when you believe in prosperity and when you believe in abundance and when you believe in unlimitedness, like you just don't even have anything on it one way or another. Great, this is for you. Awesome, sign up. Great, this isn't for you. Awesome, I bless you on your way and trust that you're going to find the mentor that's right for you. And there's just so much love and respect and just beautiful, blissful energy when it's like that. So I believe we have a couple of spaces left at the time of this recording. So if you are already at six figures and this is resonating for you or you're interested in it, go check out that link. We'll have it in the show notes as well. The main point here, Queen, is that we all get to be more loving to ourselves. And in the ways that we're hard on ourselves, that doesn't actually serve. But in the ways that we can take greater responsibility and raise our standards for how we ourselves show up, that queen is, that's true power. That's true love of self. That's really embracing all of bringing out excellence within. And for me, that's really exciting. That is exciting. I don't want to be distracted from beauty. I don't want to miss flowers that are in front of me from my beautiful, adoring husband. I don't want to miss the miracles that God has and the opportunities that the universe has sitting right in front of me. And I know you don't either. So let's pinky swear together that we will be undistractable and that we'll be so committed to our focus and that we will easily let go any of the other stuff because we've gotten so great at the I am statements. I am a masterpiece. I am a child of God. I am open to all forms of love and abundance. I am expecting miracles. I am. I am amazing, and so are you. Let's embrace that. Let's focus on that. Let's close this year out on that, shall we? All right, my loves. So we get what we focus on, and I have a request for you. Would you go into Apple iTunes and leave a review for me? I read every single one, and I am focused on your feedback. If this podcast has been of service to you, I'd be so grateful for you to subscribe, go give it your star rating, and leave a review. Like I said, I personally read every single one, and I am focused on you and your perspective and your feedback and what you're getting and what you want more of. So go into the Apple Podcast app, leave a review, and just know that I am grateful for you being here also. To give you a little sneak peek, the next podcast that drops on New Year's Eve, it's a doozy. It's literally called The Podcast I Didn't Want to Reveal, something like that, or The Podcast I Didn't Want to Share with You or Didn't Want You to Hear. I reveal a whole bunch of personal stuff in there. So make sure that you check that one out as well. But today, if you would go leave me a quick review, I would be so, I am so grateful. Look at that. Look at that power of focus, not being distracted with unconscious language. I am so grateful for the review that you're about to leave. I'm so grateful for you being on the journey. I just love you and appreciate you. And I'm so grateful that we are closing out this year as powerful feminine queens together. Lots of love. All right, queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for queens supporting queens and for your continued support.